Somewhere in New Jersey, there's this guy named Dave who has this giant 60s record collection and this pirate radio station in his attic with a transmitter he built from the Allied catalog. His mom doesn't know the clothesline is his antenna, but it sounds better with mom's clothes on. Dave plays all the great songs that radio stations fire DJs for spinning. Those songs now have a home. Dave's broadcast is now being intercepted and beamed back to you via satellite.
Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities. Enjoy.
Broadcasting from the No Static Attic, I'm Dave the Rave. This is my Relics and Rarities show. Beware of the Black Widow. Yes, and those cool 45s that deserve that second chance on the radio. Known as the Nobles. The Nobles from 63 on the Cellbond record label, and it's called Black Widow as we kick off our Relics and Rarities show.
Yeah.
You know that was blasting in a lot of cars back in the spring of 1966. They call it Fraternity Rock Beach Music out of South Carolina, the Swingin' Medallions. It wasn't the wine I had too much of. It was a double shot of my baby's love. Yes, it was a potion of love, and a good potion of love. Don't look for that record in the top 100 because it never made it, but it should have been a smash, and it even came out on the Smash record label out of New Jersey, the group known as the Ambers, and a tune called Potion of Love. Let me describe exactly what that Potion of Love was.
When I say I'm in love, you best believe I'm in love, L.U.V.
Cool records, though. Ladies, take note. That's the kind of potion love I'm looking for. From the beautiful Mary Weiss on lead vocal, the Shangri-Las, the Bad Girls of Rock and Roll. Give them a great big kiss. Yes. What? Tramp!
You don't wear continental clothes or Stetson hats. But I tell you one doggone thing, it makes me feel good to know one thing. I know I'm a lover.
Out of opinion. That's
all right, mama.
A tramp.
What?
That's right. You haven't even got a fat bankroll in your pocket. You probably haven't even got 25 cents.
I got 6 Cadillacs, 5 Lincolns, 4 Fords, 6 Mercs, 3 T-Birds, Mustang. Oh, I'm a lover.
Prove it by me.
My mama was.
All my exes called me, but I got this job on this big radio station. Yes, I'm a big time disc jockey, and I got over 110,000 records, not just 6 records. Otis Redding and Carla Thomas.
Watch out, here comes another Relics and Rarities sure shot.
No!
from early 1966 on the Charay record label, later released about a year later on the Palmer record label. They called themselves the Canadian Rogues, but I believe, pretty certain, that band was actually from Lakeland, Florida. It's a Day of the Rave Sure Shot 45. Once again, Canadian Rogues and a tune called Keep in Touch. Here's one that I haven't spun in a long time. The Great Sound of the Kinks on Relics and Rarities. Out of the Kinks, Waterloo Sunset. And I think I read where Ray and Dave Davis are actually, who were like fighting with each other, actually are making up, and they might actually do a tour together. Well, how cool would that be to get the Davis brothers? And I know a lot of people call them Davies, but it actually was Davis, Ray and Dave Davis. And it would be just great to see them back on tour together again, reunited. So guys, don't be difficult, which is the name of this record.
Oh,
like the name of the band. That record did hide. It hid from the general public because nobody actually bought that record. But a cool record. Yes, probably only heard on here. Relics and Rarities. On the Scotty record label from late 1966, a group called The Hides. The Hides, H-I-D-E-S, out of the great state of Pennsylvania. And a tune called Don't Be Difficult.
There's only one place to get music like this. Relics and Rarities with Dave the Rave. Go ahead, turn it up and sing along. Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities.
How do you do what you do to me? I wish I knew. If I knew how you do it to me, I'd do it to you. How do you do what you do to me? I'm feeling blue. Wish I knew how you do it to me, but I haven't a clue. You give me a feeling in my heart, like an arrow passing through it. Suppose that you think you're very smart, but won't you tell me, how do you do it? How do you do what you do to me? If I only knew, then perhaps you'd fall for me like I fell for you. An arrow passing through it. Suppose that you think you're very smart, but won't you tell me, how do you do it? How do you do what you do to me? If I only knew, then perhaps you'd fall for me like I fell for you when I do it to you.
Yes, and from Liverpool, England to Manchester, England.
Listen, people, to what I say. I say everybody's got to have their day. And don't you know that everybody's got to love somebody sometime. Everybody's got to win a heart. Everybody's got to love somebody sometime. When you do, I hope you never part. I once found love just like you. He might come to you. And don't you know that everybody's got to lose somebody sometime. But everybody can both. Everybody's got to lose somebody sometime. So take care that you don't lose your heart. And take my advice and you'll always find, and you'll be happy all of the time. Take my advice.
Listen, people, to what I say, everybody's got to have their day, and don't you know that
everybody's got to love somebody sometime, everybody's got to win a heart, everybody's got to love somebody sometime, when you do, I hope you never part. You never part.
I love Herman's Hermits. And I can't wait to see Peter Noone in concert October 6th, Strand Theater, Lakewood, New Jersey. Get your tickets for that show. Yes, Peter Noonan concert. Once again, October 6th at the Strand Theater in Lakewood, New Jersey. A number 3 record nationally on the Billboard Top 100 in early 1966. And listen, people. Yes, you check out Peter Noonan concert. You listen to the Relics of Rarity show in this radio station and you'll walk with a winner.
Losing life when I was on my own. Cause it's so hard, baby, trying to make it all alone. Yeah, I was just another part of the crowd. But now you're here, and I'm gonna walk proud. So come on, baby, walk with a winner. Hey, come on, girl, and walk with a winner. Hey, come on, girl, and swing along with me. There's so much to see. Break it world for you and me. Just an ordinary guy, had big ideas, but I lacked the will to try. Now there is nothing, baby, I can't do. Just to watch me, girl, I'm gonna make all those dreams come true. So come on, baby, walk with a winner. Hey, come on, girl, and walk with a winner. Yeah, hey, girl, come on and swing along with me. There's so much to see. Great big world for you and me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, come along, girl, let's walk through this world.
Stone smash of a record that is Can't Turn That One Loose from early 1965. And I saw him do it on the Shivery TV show. Mr. Gene McDaniels in a tune called Walk With a Winner. Never hit the top 100, never bubbled under the top 100, but what a great record that was. Gene McDaniels in a tune called Walk With a Winner. Well, let's find out if we have any winners. Last week's mystery oldie record. Yes, did you figure out who was singing this song?
A new baby cries, some poor soul dies. But that's the way life goes. It's pleasure and pain, your bankroll can change. The time and in this chase, we do it all in the run of a day.
sake, and thank him for all the goodness that he sends your way. He does it all. I said he does it all. It's a run of a day. Yeah, yeah. He's down and out, and then you rise again. You win your dream, and then you cash it in. He does it all.
Last week's Mystery Oldie 45, and a record ahead of its time. Yes, that 45 came out in May of 1967, and Lou Rawls was a guest of many, and a very good guest, but it wasn't Lou Rawls. It was by an artist that, we didn't hear from that artist, not very much until about 1973, when he came smashing onto the scene with a tune called I'm Gonna Love You Just a Little More Baby, and ended up having 15 Top 100 songs. Yes, if you said Barry White, if you were thinking Barry White, that's who did that particular record. A Barry White 45 from 1967, which came out on the Bronco record label, a tune that he actually co-wrote. Barry White, a tune called All in the Run of a Day, a record which got some chart action, not a lot. But I found out that in May of 67, it was a hitbound 45 on 1520 AM, KACY, out of Oxnard, California. Yes, it was a hitbound 45. And the winners, those who figured out that it actually was Barry White, Santi, the king down there in South Beach, Florida, Dawn and Larry Kukan, South Plainfield, New Jersey. Yes, king and queens of the Mystery Oldies, that's for sure. And in East Brunswick, New Jersey, Carolyn Ruperto. They figured out that the 45 was indeed by Barry White. Congratulations to the winners. And, of course, we have a new Mystery Oldie coming up for you in just a little bit. So don't turn that dial anywhere else, because you might be this week's Mystery Oldie winner. Jot down my phone number. It's for the contest line. Also, if you've got a great lost 45, Dave the Rave with all the records you crave, you can call me up, 609-948-4487. That's 609-948-4487. Or you can also email me, dave@davetherave.com. And back to May of 1967, and looking at that KACY Top 40 chart, from Oxnard, California, 1520 AM. Another hitbound 45 besides that Barry White record was this very cool 45 from Johnny Paris, a.k.a. John Gummo, the lead vocalist of the Cascades.
Gotta get home to you somehow. Got to show I'm ready to love just one girl now.
That fell through the cracks on the Dunhill record label, Johnny Paris and Company. Tim called I'll Run. Yes, Johnny Paris with John Gummo, the guy who sang Rhythm of the Rain for the Cascades. And of course, he's still running, he's still performing. Day the Rave, of course, still performing on my Relics of Rarity show as we broadcast with 45 surrounding me. I love it. Just about every day I get new 45s in the mail, and I get so excited by that. Yes, my baby, she loves loving.
My baby loves, my baby loves loving. She's got what it takes, and she knows how to use it. My baby loves, my baby loves loving. She's got what it takes, and she knows how to use it. I was lonely once in this great big world, just a nowhere man without a girl. That lucky day when she came. To say your baby loves, your baby loves love, and she's got what it takes, and she knows how to use it. My baby loves, my baby loves love, and she's got what it takes, and she knows how to use it. She's the only one make me feel so good. I believe my love, so I knock on wood. All my solid fears seem to fly away, and she looks at me. Telephone to ring. No more lonely days. My baby's taking care of everything. I'm telling you, people, be loved. My baby loves love, and she's got what it takes, and she knows how to use it. My baby loves.
Peaking at number 13 on the Billboard Top 100 in spring of 1970. I bet that could have been a great mystery oldie. How many of you remembered White Plains? White Plains was the name of the band. Actually, they were a studio band led by lead vocalist Mr. Tony Burrows that came out of England. White Plains on the Derham record label, and My Baby Loves Lovin'.
This is Relics and Rarities.
Nobody can do the
Relics and Rarities with Dave the Rave.
All aboard for the Relics and Rarities Super Express. Let me give my buddy Tony D. We'll hop on a train to East Orange, New Jersey. We'll find this guy, Jimmy Miller. Yes, and we'll give him a new Ford Mustang. That's going to be his signing bonus for doing this record.
Meeting every night on a back street. We know it isn't right, but we do. Keeping out of sight on a back street, 'cause we're not supposed to be seen together, we two. We're not free to see each other, but we'll be here undercover, 'cause we love and need each other so. We always had to meet on a back street.
On a back.
That's the way it's been since we met. Coming from the wrong side of the track. That's a fact. Your family just won't let us forget. But they'll give in when they discover we can't live without each other, and we'll never let each other go. No. But then we won't have to meet anymore on a back street. Out of sight on a back street, 'cause we're not supposed to be seen together, we two. But they'll give in when they discover we can't live without each other, and we'll never let each other go. No, but then we won't have to meet anymore on a back street. We'll come out in the open, so everyone
love that record. Whew. I love it. Jimmy Miller on the Counterpoint record label. There was actually another release of that, an earlier release, but spinning that one today on the Counterpoint record label, Jimmy Miller from the summer of 1965, a guy who was discovered by a New Jersey legend, a great promoter and just a great manager, great producer. He actually produced the record as well. Walt Gollander, that's the guy who discovered Jimmy Miller. And they did. They gave him a new Ford Mustang. It might have been a convertible. I'm trying to remember the story. But that was his signing bonus for doing that great 45. On a back street, Jimmy Miller, Day of the Rave, with all the records you crave. It's my Relics and Rarities show. And time for my mystery oldie. It's where I play a record. You get one guess. One guess only. You got to tell me who's doing the record, and you can dial me up 609-948-4487. Once again, 609-948-4487. If you end up going into the overflow, please leave your name, your phone number, and your guess, and I will call you back. You can also email me, Dave@DaveTheRave.com. Once again, the email address, Dave@DaveTheRave.com. One guess only, who is doing this next record, and good luck to everyone.
If you want me, it's all right. It's all right. It's all right. Well, if you want me, it's all right. It's all right. It's all right.
It's all right. You can take a guess. If you're not right, it's okay. Who did that record? Once again, call me up right now. 609-948-4487. 609-948-HITS. Or email me, Dave@DaveTheRave.com. We play just for fun, and good luck.
You never hear the songs that you grew up with way back in yesteryear, then you are in the right place. Dave has got the music that you thought you'd never hear again. Take a tip from me and you will agree, Dave's got a groovy kind of show.
Groovy kind of show.
Relics and Rarities show.
Hey, stay tuned for Dave the Rave's Discovery of the Week.
Now, I've got to warn you, folks. My discovery of the week this week is very explosive. It's an incredible 45. I was blown away by this 45 the first time I heard this record. It's for me, it's a recent discovery for me. Summer of 1966 on the Dynamo record label, and of course later picked up by Highland Records. The group is called The Counts. It's my discovery of the week. Smashable 45, a group called The The Counts. Someday I'm Gonna Get You, Girl. Yes, look for that record. It's my discovery of the week. Kind of reminds me of this group, Question Mark and the Mysterians.
Dark alleys in the street lights. I walk alone, it's sleepless night. The shadows were all I hate. Work it up. Yeah.
Summer of 1967, early summer of 67, peaking at number 98. That's all, number 98 for Question Mark and the Mysterians. Girl, you captivate me. What did you say? He said kick out. Yes, I guess I better kick out. Coming up on the top of the hour, that's going to do it for my Relics of Rarity show. But I had a blast. I love playing these records. I really do. And thank you for tuning in the program, because only you, nobody else, will listen to these crazy records that are in my collection. So, and if you've got a particular 45 that you think I might want to play, well, go ahead, take a chance. Call me up. Take a guess also on that Mystery Only 45, 609-948-4487, or email me, dave@davetherave.com. Don't forget to check out archive shows and also to pick up a Relics and Rarities double-sided, very cool t-shirt. We've got some t-shirts left, mostly in the large and extra large, but I might have some other sizes. You can check out the t-shirts at my website as well, www.davetherave.com. And until next time, keep listening for Relics and Rarities.